I got to thinking about a subject for this season, this time here, time of year, and put that there. And you know, it's generally, this is a good, it's a happy time, and I have good memories of Christmas as a kid, and I do remember spending a few Christmases at a rig and doing that, and but generally good memories. But there is another side of this time of year that doesn't often get talked about, and it's a little sadder side, and it's the side where there's if you live long enough, I mean, you end up going through it, but where there's loss, and you know, you sit at the table and there's empty chairs, and you know, where people used to be that aren't there anymore, and so that's something I want to talk to you about tonight. But not, I don't want it to be sad. I mean, it may be sad, but it's hopeful. You know, in Jesus Christ, there's hope, and so your life is bookended by, you know, there's good memories, and then there's hope at the end, and so that said, I got several verses, and I don't really have necessarily one particular one we're just going to stick with, but I will say, if you want to go into your Bible, go to Revelation 21, verse 4, and we'll get to that one in a minute. But while you're going there, you know, when the kids were really young, I remember we met an older lady. Well, it's what it is. So, yeah, she's in her late 50s. And met her at church, and you know, she became really dear to our family. And I remember she would pretty regularly, weekly maybe, where the kids would go over, and they're just small, tiny kids, and go over to her house, and Mary Beth and I go on dates, and she became like a grandma. Yeah, she was like a grandma to the kids, and the kids sometimes would spend the night at her house, and yeah, they did. They spent a whole week there one time, and you know, spend the night at her house and watch SpongeBob or something like that. I don't know, but for years this went on, and she became really dear to our family, and her life and our lives were really knit together in friendship, and Monday morning we got a call or a text and found out she had passed away. And so I was thinking about, you know, when these things happen, particularly close to Christmas, close to this time, it's sad any time, but it's when there's so many more emotions involved at this time of year. It's, you think about, there's going to be some kids without a mom right now, and grandkids without a grandmother, and so that was one of the things that got me thinking about this, I think it needs to be brought up, because it's stuff we ought to think about. If you're not in that situation, you ought to think about other people who might be in that situation, where they may not be experiencing the holidays like you are. And so, a couple things about this. I told you Revelation 21, and we'll get to it in a minute. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about these thoughts that I've had here. But when you think about loss and grief, it is a part of life. It is particularly a part of life in this sinful world. It's just, sin takes things away. It just takes things away. And if you don't have Jesus Christ, if you don't have any hope, I don't know how people live. I guess they just accept the one day they'll just be dust or something, or at least that's what they think. But grief is a part of life. I think about that verse in Ecclesiastes. He says, to everything there is a season and a purpose to every, I forget what the next word is, a purpose to everything, or a time of purpose. He says there's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to pick up rocks, a time to put them down, a time to, you know, love, a time to hate. But there's all these seasons, and a season is defined as a particular time in which a purpose is accomplished, where something gets accomplished. It's like a harvest season. Well, the harvest season is when the fruit is harvested, or the crop is harvested. That's the purpose of that time. And to put it into human terms, to put it into people's lives, he says there's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, time to dance. And so when you make your calculations about life, and if you're young, you make these calculations about life, one of the things you need to include is grief. It is a part of life. So it doesn't catch you by surprise. And I remember reading, it was C.S. Lewis had written when his wife died. He wrote this book called A Grief Observed, and he just sort of put down his thoughts and his feelings going through this whole grief process. And he said, you know, from a rational point of view, I should have known, because this happens to everybody. This is not a surprise that people die. It's just not a surprise. But nevertheless, when it happens, it's still painful. And so you just can't rationalize it away. But you ought to expect it. You ought to know that it's going to happen. You know, these things do happen in life. And when you make your calculations about how life is supposed to go, you need to factor in grief. And you need to factor in, and you need to set your expectations. Be sure when you set these expectations, you add in the grief factor, because otherwise you'll be surprised by it. And it's amazing how quickly things like that become bitterness and hatred. And so if you haven't accepted or thought about it or processed it in some way, you know, fortunately, I mean, the words of God are real in the fact that, in the truth that, you know, there's real loss, there's real grief, but there's also hope. And we'll talk about that. But I think about Jesus Christ, and the Bible says he was a man of sorrows who was acquainted with grief. And so he's touched by the same sense of loss and feelings. I remember when Lazarus dies, and that's that, you know, the shortest Bible verse there, John 11, and Jesus wept. And when he wept, it was because of the loss. And you say, well, it's not forever loss, but it's real loss. Even for the moment, it's a real loss. And so he weeps, and the Bible says the Jews who are around him, they knew that he loved Lazarus, and he loved that family. And so those things all counted together, you know. Maybe you could let this be a reminder, if you're not yet experiencing this, understand that some people are experiencing loss at this time. And it's something to keep in mind that not everyone's going through the holidays like maybe we are with the kids or you are with your kids or anything like that. And so that all said, you know, it's good to keep it in mind and keep other people in mind. I told you Revelation chapter 21. This is the hope, though, and it's such a blessing. It just Revelation 21, 4 and 5, it says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. What a day that'll be. Boy, what a day. What a day that'll be. There's hope. I think about the way the Lord describes hope in the Bible, from Isaiah to where Paul picks it up in Ephesians. And he says, put on salvation like a helmet. The hope, it's hope. And it protects the mind and it protects the thoughts. And it keeps you from overburdening your heart with grief, because, I mean, if there's no hope, it's a horrible situation. But because there is hope, he says, put on the helmet of salvation. It's hope. Revelation 21, 4 and 5, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's future. And that's a day I think all of us are looking forward to. In the meantime, we got to live where we are. So keep that in mind. And then another thought that goes along with some of this. I was the other day, well, now it's been a while. I was at my parents' house, and I was looking at these pictures on the wall of when my brother and I were small kids, you know, and we were at the deer lease and, you know, just running around or skinning a deer or something like that, or playing on some big wooden spool or whatever it was we were doing. And I experienced a little bit of nostalgia. You know, you just think back and you're like, man, those were good times. I really like those days. And you know, it's good to reminisce about good times. It's good to think about those things. I think what Paul said in Philippians, I know you can make it spiritual, and it is spiritual, but he said, you know, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is peaceable, think on these things. Think on these things. Get your mind on these things. Because wherever your mind is, that's your heart's going to go there, and it'll either be a weight to you, it'll be a guilt to you. But think on good things. Think on good things. You're encouraged to think about things that are lovely and peaceable and good. And the past is you think about the past, it's memories at this point. It's something that occupies space in your mind, and it might as well be good. You ought to think about good stuff. And that's what I mean when I say Christianity is perfect in that it's you can bookend the good past with the good future, you have things to look forward to, and you can occupy your mind with good stuff. Past is it's memories. It might as well be good memories. Think about good memories. And even if you have just all bad things, I don't know if you have all bad things. I've even heard some of you guys maybe or others, and if you had a bad past, you can think back to times where there was a family member who was praying for you. There was a family member who was, I mean, I think about what you say, Renee, about your family, about your grandma and your, someone who prays for you, someone who cares for you. And it's just, there's, those things are good things to think about. And, that being said, it's okay to remember the good times. It's okay to remember good times. And I say that because, If you are experiencing grief at this time in this season, I think the tendency might be to get bitter at people who enjoy this time, and they enjoy it with their kids, and they enjoy it with their families. And I think people can be isolated and they can think, why can't I be like that? Why do I have to be in this position? But you can. There was a time when you enjoyed this season. There was a time when we enjoyed this season. But the Bible says that envy, that can be the rottenness of bones. It just eats people up. You don't want to compare. You don't want to set your life as opposed to someone else's or compare your life in that way. You consider what we're supposed to be thinking. Who should we be thinking about? You know, you say the reason for the holiday season, Jesus Christ. That's who you ought to be thinking about. It's okay to remember good times, and it's okay that other people enjoy the season. It's okay that other people enjoy the season with their families. That's all right. But in this, if you're experiencing and you've experienced loss, and you know, this is a good time to draw close to the Lord. And maybe the tendency for some is to, you take that sorrow and you multiply it. You know, people do that with drugs, and they do that with alcohol, and they take sorrow and they make sorrow worse. And they burden themselves with more problems by seeking out solutions that aren't solutions, and they just make their lives more miserable. Be careful not to multiply your sorrow. You seek out true life, true light in Jesus Christ. That's who you need to draw close to. Understand grief is seasonal. Be careful you don't drag out the season. You can make it last longer than it should. Don't multiply your sorrows by drowning them. I remember that proverb. He says, "Who hath woe? Who has sorrow? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine." It's like you seek out this chemical solution, and that's not really a solution. It lasts for a period of time, but it's not a solution to the problem. Be careful you don't multiply the sorrow. You be aware of the isolation and the depression and stuff like that. And I mean, if you need to get out, if you need to be with other people, be with other people. If you need to set boundaries, set boundaries, whatever the case is. The Bible says, weep with those that weep. Weep with those that weep. He says in Luke, you don't have to go there. "But as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." And that goes for people who are grieving, and that goes for people who aren't grieving. You know, if I was in that situation, I would. This is how I would want to be treated, and I think about that a lot. It's so frustrating with the nursing home ministry that we really can't do much of anymore. But it's, I think about it, and I used to, that was a really driving thought. You know, one day I'll be in a nursing home, I'm sure. And I would love for people to come over and have church. Would love it. And of course, now that a lot of that's changed, but I still think that way. It's like I want to treat folks the way that I would want to be treated in that situation. It's a good time, if you're in grief and sorrow, it's a good time to draw close to the Lord or diligently pray for other people who may be suffering the way you are. You have a unique, unique isn't the word. You just have a perspective on life now. You understand sorrows. And if you're saved, you understand sorrow from a Christian perspective. You understand hope. You understand life. You understand future. You can diligently pray for people who may be suffering the way you are. Send them a message. Call them. The Bible says, "Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." It's just it's a time period. It's a season. It's in Jesus Christ. All sorrow, all grief, all of that has an expiration date. It will all eventually come to an end. And that is such good news. That's such a blessing. So just some thoughts. That's really all I got tonight. But to think about it, maybe you're not in this situation, but you ought to think about people who might be in this situation. Think about people who might need a phone call, or maybe you are in this. Maybe you're grieving and you're thinking about loved ones at this time who are not here. And I would say, if they're in the Lord, they don't want to be here. They're not really interested in being here. I love what Samuel said. I don't understand how all that worked, but when Samuel was called up by Saul after Samuel had died, and he says, why did you get me out of that? I was at rest. Why did you call me away from that? What a blessing. What a blessing. It's okay to accept grief as a part of life. You just may not want to live there. But it needs to be a part of your expectation. One day God will wipe away all tears from their eyes in the Lord. If you're in the Lord, God wipes away all tears from their eyes. It's okay to remember good times. That's what you ought to think about. Think about good times. Think about those things that are helpful, that are encouraging. And think about the future in Jesus Christ. What we read about in Revelation 21, and then draw close to the Lord. Be careful not to multiply the sorrow, or be careful not to drag out a season that's not supposed to last as long as, I don't know, whatever the length of time is supposed to last, because you can draw things out that don't need to be drug out. Just be careful about those things, and I'm talking about the way people deal with their sorrow sometimes with drugs and alcohol, and they just make the problems worse. Draw close to the Lord. Draw close to the Lord. Weep with those that weep. As you would men should do to you, do also to them likewise. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. All that in Jesus Christ. Christianity is the way that, I don't want to say the perfect way, but it's truth. It's so perfect about how you understand this time period and how you understand your life in the context of why things are the way they are, but also how they're going to be in the future with hope and sinlessness. What a great day that'll be. So just a few thoughts on maybe a subject that's not often talked about or thought about this time of year, but maybe some of us ought to think about a little bit more and consider other people. Just consider other people who may not be having as great a time as you are right now. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the blessing and the hope that is in Jesus Christ. I pray that you would use these few thoughts to maybe make us think about some folks that we could be a blessing to, and just enjoy these holidays the way we ought to enjoy them in you. And I thank you for each soul that's here. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.